I voted no on the House health care reform bill, and I will be a no vote on the Senate health care bill. At a time of massive federal deficits, I believe these bills could make those deficits worse. In Budget Committee today, I am voting against using the reconciliation process to pass the Senate bill. I'm especially disappointed that my common sense proposal for a fiscal trigger was not included in the House or Senate bills. No one can predict with absolute certainty the new cost and cost savings of such a massive reform bill over 10 to 20 years. That is why I believed it was critical to include a trigger to automatically reduce the cost of the bill if the projections turned out to be wrong, particularly since our nation is facing such serious federal deficits. Over the past year, I've listened to thousands of people from all across our district on the issue of health care reform. What I have heard is that people generally like the quality of their present health care and do not want big government or big insurance companies to stand between them and their doctors. They also believe we must do something about ever higher health care costs that are hurting families and small businesses. I agree, and that is why I had hoped Congress would develop a bipartisan health care reform plan I could support. However, I will not vote for any health care reform bill unless I believe it is the right thing to do. Americans deserve health care reform that will protect the quality of our present health care system while reducing its costs.